It's Lisa here from KVH, and I have got a couple of people with me today to talk about OnSide and the biosecurity functionality that we now have within that program. So I have got Guy Davidson here from OnSide and Cam Clayton here from DMS. Thanks, guys, for joining me this afternoon. We released some functionality late last year within the OnSide app, and it's been used now for a few months by lots and lots of people. And I know that there will be a lot of listeners who are using it, but there might also be quite a few people who haven't started using it yet. And I thought it might be really neat to run through today just some of the benefits of making sure that that functionality is available to perhaps yourself if you're listening, your staff and your teams, and the fact that it's a really easy, innovative solution now that we've got the kiwi fruit industry pathway plan in place, and the stuff that we're asking people to do around traceability is actually now compulsory and it needs to be done in order for people to meet their GAP requirements. So perhaps it's easiest if I stop talking for starters, and maybe Guy, could you just give us a really quick intro for those people who might not know about OnSide or who aren't really using it that much at the moment as to what it is that you do and how we started working together?
Yeah, cool. So I think most people in the kiwi fruit industry would be pretty familiar with OnSide by now. We've been around for about 6 or 7 years, and most of that time we have been working with the kiwi fruit sector. You know, it started off as a digital check-in and health and safety solution, so very much about knowing who's on site, that they have the right information and that compliance in the safety space and making it practical. But since then we've developed into what we call a digital toolkit, so being able to do biosecurity operations and productivity, like task management and job tracking, being able to do visitor and contractor management, your safety compliance, as well as compliance like things like helping with GAP auditing and things like that. And really it's about mapping a property, giving all that information that people need to see and do when they come to a site, as well as having value for people turning up to sites so they do actually use it as they come and go every day, so that you know every visitor every day. And really what we realized was that all of those movements start to predict or show how pest or disease might move through an industry. And KVH and the kiwi fruit sector are super forward thinking when it comes to biosecurity. And this was, you know, with the PSA that went through and everything like that, it sort of built this, I guess, use case to be able to say, okay, well, we can see how all this use of this check-in system and the data connecting everywhere could be really useful for helping be better prepared for something like this in the future, and also start to like do simulations and things so that you can actually, you know, respond more efficiently if something did come through. And so, you know, we've been talking with Lisa and Matt and the team for a while at KVH around how we could do this, and you guys really were the forerunners to start using this network science and movement data in a way that's you know, readily accessible through dashboards to be able to better predict pests and disease movements.
And that's a really good point, isn't it? Because those of us who were around during PSA days will never forget how we were impacted and how important we learnt it is to be as prepared as we possibly can be. And that is what this goes so far towards, like you say, being able to have the information there, being able to predict and being able to literally connect the dots and track and trace things if we need to. You mentioned Matt just before, and that's probably a really good opportunity to speak to Cam, because I know that when Matt and I did the road shows, when we were getting the pathway plan together and starting to talk about this kind of functionality and OnSide, we got so much feedback from people that whatever we put together had to be really simple and pragmatic and easy to use. And people really wanted us to start using something that, or to use something that was already in place in the industry, not add something new. So like you were saying, most people would definitely have been using OnSide for chickens and health and safety and that element of it. But Cam, I guess for you guys and for your growers and your teams, the fact that it's like a one-stop shop almost for so many things that we're asking for, and it's much easier to do things that way than start introducing another app and another app and another piece of technology.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, We run a fairly large orchard management division, so we're dealing with a lot of contractors, a lot of people movements on and off our orchards. And so using OnSide for all of our managed orchards has been fantastic for keeping a track of those movements and seeing who's where. The health and safety side is really important there. But then, like Guy said, we can use it for those contractor inductions. We can use it for people signing in to our two packing facilities or our town office as well. So it's been really useful from that point of view.
We keep saying that it is simple and useful, but I guess it's one thing for us to say that sitting here talking about it. But maybe, Guy, we could talk a little bit more about what actually happens once you're set up and ready to start using some of this biosecurity functionality within the app, because we know how easy it is. We've, you know, been working on it and putting it together, and it is literally, isn't it, just a few steps to be able to enter the information that you need to.
Yeah, it's a good point. Like, we've purposely designed it to be super unintrusive, and it only really asks you for additional information as and when it thinks that you have more information to give when it comes to plant material movements. And what I mean by that is, you have the OnSide app, and whether you have the basic free version of the app or you have a subscription to be able to access the other stuff, it works on both. So KVH is generously paying to be able to have this capability to digitally collect these movements, you know, for free as a grower. And so the way it works is that when someone signs into the property, at one stage it asks what job they're doing when they come on site. And we've worked with KVH and growers to be able to say, okay, what jobs indicate someone might be bringing plant material on site? And if any of those jobs are selected, that's the only time you'll get this pop-up that says, are you bringing plant material on site today? And if you select yes, and only if you select yes, it brings up an extra form that is pre-filled, and it's just choose the options that apply that basically say, what are you bringing on site? How much of it? So it's really simple. And that does keep a record in the grower or producer's back end as well. So Cam, for example, has access to pull a report at any point in time of all plant movements on and off his own property, which can be useful for things like gap compliance if he has an audit or something like that. And then equally, it then gets aggregated and anonymized and pushed up to an industry-wide view that KVH can use to start optimizing preparedness and you know, be able to respond really quickly and effectively if something else were to come along.
So I have done a bit of playing around with the app on my phone when I've been at events and workshops and things. And one of the things that I really like is that extra little notes section where you can put in something that you might have previously handwritten for yourself. And I know, again, when we were on the road shows, we had a lot of people saying, oh, but I use a diary and then I've got post-its and I have this booklet as well. So I quite like that you can add into those notes anything else that you might need to keep track of, because some people, for example, might want to start getting down to a little bit of an extra note about what row something was put in, or they might want to leave a note for someone else in the team. And I think that's a real little bonus as well to using something that's a little bit more electronic and all in one place.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that, about having everything in one place. And I think the notes feature is probably something that's underutilized in OnSide. And I think it'd be a great learning for people listening to this podcast if they could actually jump into the app and have a little look at that, explore how to use it, and then think about, well, how can I use it in my business, in my day-to-day?
Yeah, and that stuff just seems to be, like you say, a real added bonus to people. And sometimes it can be quite unexpected. People, yeah, they don't realise that it's there. And then you work, oh, okay, well, actually keeping good records that other people can access if needs be is not difficult. It's something that I can do day to day really easily.
Yeah.
I think it's a good point. It's really about, like, what's in it for the end user. We're not, it's not just a compliance thing. It's not just keeping records for records' sake. We want it to be operationally useful for the people keeping those records as well. So, you know, we capture all the key details in a templated format for biosecurity, but also, as you guys say, in the notes section, you could be saying varieties, blocks, what row, all that sort of stuff, where things are going. So you have these really robust notes that you can pull digitally at any time about where plants are and where you put them and that sort of thing.
And you can pull them digitally anytime, right? Because like we say, this is a way that you can show that you are meeting your gap requirements. So you can pull them digitally and you can show an auditor or anyone else, whatever you might need to.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's one of the core benefits of on-site is that you just use it day-to-day operationally as you would, and it prompts you as and when you need to record something. And then when you do need to prove evidence of where things have gone or anything like that, or just look back and want to know where that movement happens, you can at any point in time for any date range across any of your sites, just download an Excel spreadsheet and it will tell you all those movements. So it's very easy.
So with the team at DMS CAM, what are the ways that you guys use it? So using it to track visitors and contractors, but you've also got a pilot underway to do with the movement of bins?
That's right. We're using OnSide to partner with OnSide to pilot a program looking at bin tracking. So in any given season, we're losing a certain percentage of bins, and bins are expensive and we want to know where they are. And if they get forgotten about in an orchard, we want to be able to go back and find them easily. So we've got a little pilot running using GPS sensors in a few bins, in about a dozen bins, and OnSide have put together a dashboard for us, and we can track where in the world they are. And so far, it's working really well.
Is that something you've done with anyone else, Guy, or is this like what we've done with KVH, something that's at the forefront of your operations?
Yeah, it's definitely the forefront in New Zealand. We have a simultaneous pilot going in New South Wales in the wine sector, because we're operating in New Zealand and Australia at the same time. So that's the same sort of concept. It's really, again, it's about what's in it for the producer as well. It's, you've got an asset tracking system that can in turn also be used for better biosecurity, because you're able to put passive tracking on the pathways of particularly high risk vectors like bins moving between orchards. And so then you've got even more robust movement, because it's not just people, it's also machinery, equipment, as well as plant material. So then you can start to build a very full picture of how does the industry move, and then use that to be able to say, okay, how would a pest or disease move like PSA through the industry, and how can we better prepare and respond to that?
Yeah, so that pilot is going to potentially be a real benefit for the whole industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not being precious about it at all. We're, it's fixing a problem that we have, and it's a problem that just about every post-harvest facility will have to a greater or lesser extent too. And it doesn't just apply to the kiwifruit sector either. Equally, it could be in apples in the viticulture industry, wherever they're moving plant pieces of fruit in bulk, then this could be used.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? What we're talking about is pathways, hence the importance of the pathway plan. We're talking about, like I said, the fact that we've got really risky items moving from spot to spot. Yeah, and definitely not precious about any of that.
We're viewing this as something that can benefit us, but the pilot isn't exclusively for us. Yeah. We'll share the learnings of it to the industry.
That's probably a good place, though, for me to mention that the information that goes into the app is still really secure and private, Guy, right? Like, this is not information that is that we're talking about the fact that it's not something that we're precious about, but in terms of data and the information that we're storing, that's a whole nother story altogether, and that is something that is really robust and quite private.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we're always in the view that the data is the grower's data, or whoever holds the license. So DMS, for example, their data is their data. What we do, and we have a very clear comms around this to say, okay, this is what we would share. These are the purposes of it. Do you want to agree to that? And the grower or the producer has, or the post-harvest operation has the ability to opt in and out at any time, so full control over the data sharing. And we had to go through quite a robust process, KVH on site, and then also within the product, to be able to put the right data sharing agreements in place at all levels, from industry all the way down to, the orchard level, to be able to say, this is what would be shared in what circumstances. Make sure the data is only used for the purposes it's intended to, which is better preparedness and response for biosecurity. Only surfacing what needs to be surfaced. You don't need every single detail surfaced for your preparedness. What you really need to know is how does the industry move, so that you can put better surveillance and things in place. So it's really about anonymized movement data across the whole industry, because you know, you might think of just on my orchard, there's only a few movements, or there's only, you know, one movement of plant material every year. But when you start to look at that at industry level, we're seeing over 3,000 connecting movements between orchards each month. So there's a lot of connectivity within the industry, and that can very quickly get out of hand, as we saw with PSA. So this is what can help get in front of that and limit the damage ultimately.
And get in front of it really quickly. Anyone who's come along like Cam has to some of the response training sessions and simulations that we've done as well, that they can be really realistic. And they're a good example about how fast we need to move in a response so that we can help growers and so that we can limit the impacts, and how quickly we need to be able to access really good information that helps us get on top of things. And if not stay a step ahead, then at least keep up.
Yeah. And that's where paper falls over. I mean, I love taking notes, but I'm always afraid of losing stuff. And so if you lose your notebook or something like that, you've lost everything in there. You've lost every record you've written down. And I know a lot of orchard managers are religious about writing everything down in their diary about what's going on in their orchard, all the key dates, all the key movements, everything. But if you lose it, then it's gone. And so... I've moved to putting everything in digital notes, and that's a risk as well, because if you then lose that bit of data, then that's gone. They say that, you know, there's three certainties in life. There's taxes, death, and data loss. But with this thing stored on the cloud, Guy, you'll be able to reassure us about what OnSide's doing there to make sure our data is not just secure, but actually safe from other prying eyes outside the industry, or the fact that it's not just going to disappear one day.
Yeah, it's a good point. And we've had to go through so many cybersecurity reviews and data privacy reviews, because we actually work with the government in both New Zealand and Australia at varying levels. So, you know, they're pretty robust about how secure and you know, what kind of level of privacy and things that you need. And, you know, we've had to go through a GDPR review for a customer that we'd set up in the UK as well. So there's been a lot of robustness put around that, and we're very confident in the level of data security and privacy because we've had to go through all of that. So I think it's good that we've been able to stress test at the highest of levels so that we can be confident filtering all the way down that it's going to be up to scratch.
And you don't ever want to be the only person actually responsible for any piece of data either, because like COVID taught us, what happens if you're the one that ends up isolating or not able to work or not able to be on orchard? Someone still needs to be able to retrieve those records and, like we keep saying, to actually retrieve them at pace as well.
Yeah, it's the immediacy to the data is super important, right? Because the accuracy and the speed of response is going to make your biggest bang for buck in terms of containing it and limiting the damage. So I think that's super important. And the key thing really is you know, to have this data and to actively collect this data in the peacetime so you can use it in the wartime, is having a tool that has more benefit than just that one thing. So I think that's where, you know, where probably this conversation started even with KVH. They saw the level of adoption in the kiwifruit industry with early adopters like DMS, and then, you know, more of the majority of the industry now using it. It's kind of like, as you say, a tool that everyone's already using for their own purposes, for day-to-day management, to make that easier. And a byproduct of that is better biosecurity of the industry, which is great.
And better biosecurity for the industry that we are all contributing to, because we all want to contribute to it. Like, everybody has a part to play, and we're all actually willingly playing our part when we do these things, when we keep track of what's happening, when we ask people to keep materials clean, and we want people to be practicing best biosecurity, which is probably a really nice way to leave it, because as we said earlier, we want everyone to do their bit, and we know that people do that when there's a reason for it, when you're getting a benefit out of it, and when you know that it's easy, and those are things that OnSide provides. So we have lots of information about OnSide on our website. You can go to kvh.org.nz. We've got a couple of recent flyers up there about how you can use the functionality if you're not already. And we also have information on our site about best biosecurity on orchard and the really simple things that you can do day to day that align with keeping track and recording. So how you can also, at the same time, when you meet someone and make sure that they're checking in, how you can double check that they're recording what they're bringing with them and that it's being kept clean. So it all kind of fits together really nicely. Thank you very much, both of you, for joining me. I know, Cam, how busy you are at the moment, so we really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We look forward to hearing more about the pilot as well. And, Guy, we often have on-site at various events and workshops. Coming up as field days, that's not too far away, so we'll probably have on-site with us on the stand for parts of that as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I appreciate you having me on, Lisa, and good to chat, Cam.
Thanks so much, Guy. Speak to you soon.
See ya.